Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Andrea Gallo, Vice President of Technology at RISC-V International. Andrea heads up the technical activities in collaboration with RISC-V members across work groups, committees, in growing the adoption of the RISC-V instruction set architecture. Prior to RISC-V International, Andrea held multiple roles at Linaro, developing ARM-based solutions. Prior to Linaro, he was a fellow at ST Ericsson for smartphones and application processors, and prior to that, he spent 12 years at ST Microelectronics. Welcome to the podcast, Andrea.
Thank you. Hello.
The first question I like to ask my guests is, how did you get started in semiconductors?
As a teenager, I fell in love with home mini computers. At the time, it was a Sinclair Spectrum, and I used to write little games in assembly and getting them published on computer magazines as hex listings. And I got accepted as a summer trainee in the UK at Acorn Computers, working on the ARM2 processor. So that was when I got in touch with closer to the hardware and microprocessors. And then after university, I joined STMicro and got involved in hardware and software architectures. And mainly since then, I've been involved in trying to optimize the hardware to solve the bottlenecks of the software.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the work you do at RISC-V International?
Yes, I oversee all the technical activities at RISC-V International, and mainly my objective is to ensure that all the working groups are healthy and all the members are collaborating and having constructive discussions. And the role of the team is to remove any blocking points, help move through the life cycle and make progress in ratifying extensions, specifications, and report all the progress to the board of directors. I also work with members in exploring new technical areas that may lead to future work, and so part of this means having an understanding of the technical problems to solve, as well as who needs solving those problems. I also represent RISC-V International and RISC-V ecosystem at conferences and events. I would say that we have great minds in the RISC-V ecosystem, and especially in all these participating companies. The chief architect at RISC-V is Kirsten Zanovich, who is one of the original authors and founders of the RISC-V architecture. And the chair of the technical steering committee is Greg Favor. And these guys are incredible technical minds. So my role is to make sure that they can work with all the other members and ensure that the deep technical conversations take place in the most collaborative way. I would say that is one of the primary goals of my role, to make sure that they can all express their potential towards improving the RISC-V architecture.
Yeah, and it's my understanding that there are more than 70 technical working groups in your role. How do you support them all?
Yeah, there are a lot. And I started only a few months ago. And yes, as people say, I've been drinking from the fire hose. So yeah, there are a lot of groups. I'm supported by a very strong team, small but very strong team of technical project managers. And all the meetings are well organized, and on a monthly basis, they all take place. So on a monthly basis, all the working groups hold their meetings, and I attend as many meetings as possible, and especially those that I feel require most of the attention. And yes, the goal is always to understand how the progress is if the right progress is happening, if the right dynamics are in place, and if we are recording the process and the progress according to the process in all our, let's say, on our books, because it's important that everything is properly logged and tracked and monitored.
Very interesting. You mentioned conferences. RISC-V Summit is coming up next month. Can you tell us what to expect?
Yes. There will be a first day open to everyone as on Monday as the RISC-V 101, where it's really the way for somebody who is new to RISC-V to get involved. This is open to everyone. There will be intro sessions, as 101 implies. There will also be our second hackathon. We held the first hackathon at the RISC-V Summit in June in Europe, last June, and that was a great success. And we are having another hackathon at the North America Summit. So we're inviting everyone who is interested to join the 101 sessions and then join the hackathon, which means that they will be presented problems proposed by Andes, CODASIP, and Technical Computing Labs. And the goal is that the participants will do their best to solve the problems, come with innovative solutions. And on Wednesdays, the winners will win credits against RISC-V courses and RISC-V certification courses. This is something that is close to my heart, because part of my learning curve over these months and getting into the role has been to go through some of these certification courses myself. And I have really, really valued these training courses. So that will be Monday. There will also be on Monday member only track. It's like being all in the same office for a day, all the members, as we are always remote. And we will go through reviewing the status of most of the ongoing committees. Tuesday and Wednesdays are the main conference days, where we will have keynotes and multiple technical tracks. There will also be an expo area where people will be able to learn about the latest technologies and will have the opportunity to speak in person with many of our members. And there's also a dev zone where the attendees, the visitors, will be able to see the latest dev boards and the latest user products based on RISC-V.
The hackathon sounds fun. I'm a former hacker myself, and I think that skill set is just tremendous, you know, when you bring it into the workforce and your career. Are there any top keynotes or technical sessions that you want to highlight as well?
Yeah, the both days, Tuesday and Wednesday, the opening keynotes will be by our CEO, Calista Redmond, and the second day by Kirste Azanovic as Chief Architect of RISC-V. And they will cover the latest trends, the latest opportunities, evolutions in the RISC-V ecosystem, as well as the state of the union. So the latest technical accomplishments and the strategy and the way forward. In addition, there will be very interesting keynotes by NVIDIA, by our friends at RISE on the RISC-V software ecosystem, and we will have David Patterson, the original professor Dave Patterson from Berkeley. He will be with us and he will look at the last 10 years of RISC-V in perspective. He is the original author of RISC at large. So that is something that I'm personally looking very forward to. And we will have a full round program of sessions that will go from ISA extension to security to workloads. There will be technical talks around AI by Google DeepMind, Esperanto, Andes. There will be a set of technical talks around functional safety, real-time, mission-critical, automotive, and these will be speakers from Andes, Infineon, Nuclei, Microchip, Samsung. There will be server topics and server talks around server SOC, ACPI, and this will be companies like Ventana, Rios. On the ISA itself, there will be talks, very important talks, about control flow integrity, about Cherry encryption, how to add custom instruction. So overall, I think it will be a full round program that will cover all the aspects of Office 5.
Well, you had me at NVIDIA, but seeing Dave Pedersen speak again, I think that is probably the best opportunity this year for a keynote. You know, I've seen him speak many times. I've actually met him. Tremendous, tremendous guy. So if folks are still looking to register, is that possible? How can they get involved with the RISC-V conference?
Oh, the registration is still open on our website. And for the next few days, there's even a buy one, get one at 50% when you buy two tickets. So it's still open.
Great. Yeah, I'm registered. I go to your event every year. I've been working with RISC-V International for quite a few years, and I only have good things to say. Just such a group of talented people. And, you know, the conferences this year, Andrea, I don't know if you've been to a few, but they are very well attended. They're bigger than last year and the year before. I mean, they are definitely at pre-pandemic levels. So I'm expecting a big turnout for this one.
Yeah, I was at my first working day was at the European Summit in Germany. And I was also at the summit in China in August. I'm really looking forward to the one in Santa Clara. I agree with you. I have been impressed with the quality, the talks, the topics, also the mix of academia and commercial companies. It's a good mix. There are differences between the different events and geographies, but they are all they all show the incredible fast pace of innovation in the RISC-V ecosystem. They all show this tremendous energy. And what has been exciting me so much in these first months in getting into the role is that this energy, there's also the discipline in funneling this energy towards building these common standards that everybody adopts instead of just duplicating and wasting energy. So I'm impressed by the discipline that RISC-V International is able to bring to the table as custodians of the ISA in a way.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. You know, I remember the conference last year, the papers were so good, but they were also very international. There were papers from China, from India, all over. Even though this was a regional conference, it really was international. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for your time. It's a pleasure getting to know you here and learning more. I will hopefully meet you at the conference next month.
That would be my pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.